Conservative groups urge Republicans to oppose Trojan Horse Infrastructure Bill. By Jacob Bliss on July 28, 2021. As the vote for the Trojan Horse Infrastructure Bill nears in the Senate, conservative groups are urging Republicans to vote against the bill. Along with a grab bag of leftist policies in the far left's $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Jessica Anderson, the executive director of Heritage Action, a conservative grassroots organization, released a fiery statement calling on the Republican senators not to fall for the Democrats' Trojan horse. The Senate is moving forward with a vote on an infrastructure bill negotiated behind closed doors that is nothing more than a Trojan horse for the grab bag of leftist policies in the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Anderson continued. Any American concerned by skyrocketing everyday expenses created by bidenflation should be appalled by this so-called bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Democratic senators have acted in bad faith during this compromise infrastructure agreement, packing the bill with less funding for roads, bridges, and highways than for Amtrak earmarks, leftist climate change and resiliency funding, and subsidies for electric vehicles. On behalf of taxpaying Americans who are sick and tired of the left's reckless tax and spending spree, no Republican senator should support either part of this infrastructure in name-only package. Additionally, due to the bipartisan group of senators announcing that they reached a deal, the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman Jenny Beth Martin also released a statement saying, "There is no reason for a Republican to vote for the bill that will put the United States in more debt." She would strongly encourage all members of the Senate to oppose the reckless $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, Martin added. Democrats have already spent and borrowed a record amount of money since President Biden took office, and there's no reason Senate Republicans should join with them. Senate Democrats are planning an additional $3.5 trillion in spending after they vote on the infrastructure bill. If both these bills pass, we will be over $30 trillion in debt. And we will be crippling future generations and their ability to enjoy the lives they should. Job Creators Network's president and CEO Alfredo Ortiz said in a statement is that Senate Republicans should vote against cloture on the bill. He added that Americans are already experiencing the worst inflation in four decades because of President Biden's reckless spending. He continued, "Senate Republicans should not be complicit in another round of spending that will set inflation even higher. Inflation is a growing concern for small business owners, according to the new JCN Foundation Monthly Monitor poll. Republicans can't claim to be pro-business and then vote for an inflationary spending bill like this one, especially when Democrats have vowed to pass an additional massive spending bill on their own on the heels of this deal. The infrastructure and name-only package's fate is still up in the air. The Senate is split 50-50, but, unlike the House, the Senate can break a tie with a vote from Vice President Kamala Harris, a Democrat. However, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, in a statement on Wednesday, announced that she would not support the $3.5 trillion budget bill after Senate Republicans and Democrats secured a deal for their bipartisan infrastructure bill.